This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with news and commentary for Tuesday, May 26, 2020. Jefferson County has begun its phase two reopening, implementing guidelines for specific businesses and recreational activities. The lead items are voluntary and don't differ from what we've heard for months. Stay at least 6 feet away from others while outside the home, and wear a cloth mask while in public. And all businesses need to develop and comply with their own set of health and safety requirements. Port Townsend continues to lose tourism dollars, but the new rules still discourage visitors. Camping is not yet allowed, although all outdoor recreation with fewer than 5 people outside of your household is allowed. 5 is also the magic number for private events. If you have a party, don't invite more than 5 others. Manufacturing, construction, and service businesses are now allowed. Groomers of pets and people can serve their existing customers, although barbershop conversations will certainly change. While there are general rules, you can expect that each business will have its own guidelines. So when you enter a business, pretend that you are a guest in someone else's home. Travel outside of the proximity of your own home is discouraged. Sit-down restaurant service and retail won't be allowed until our neighboring counties, Kitsap and Clallam, themselves implement Phase 2. Corresponding with the Phase 2 reopening, COVID-19 numbers remain stable. The Jefferson County Board of Health website still lists a total of 30 reported instances of COVID-19. Currently, 1,381 people have been tested, with 1,342, or 98.2%, testing negative. 9 people are now awaiting results. Drive-in movies are specifically allowed, which opens the door for the Wheel In Motor Movie, one of the few such businesses in the state, to reopen and, specifically, host high school graduations. Port Townsend's graduation takes place on June 12th after a serpentine parade through downtown where seniors can take a bow. In a newsletter, high school principal Carrie Earhart said that while the district is unable to give the seniors the graduation they deserve, they have worked to create a fun program to result in a memorable experience. After the parade, seniors will assemble at the drive-in with a limit of 1 car per graduate. This changes things around as each senior will sit with their family during the ceremony. School staff and board members will also attend. All adults working the event will wear gloves and face masks in school colors. Seniors will be able to preserve the moment through a specially prepared commemorative video viewable on the school's website at 8 p.m. on graduation day. Amid COVID-19, regular regional health hazards persist. The Jefferson County Board of Health reports that shellfish samples from Discovery Bay have been found to contain elevated levels of marine biotoxins that cause paralytic shellfish poisoning, or PSP. As a result, the Washington State Department of Health has closed Discovery Bay beaches for shellfish harvest. Danger signs have been posted at public area points warning people not to consume shellfish from this area. Due to the governor's stay home, stay healthy order, recreational shellfish harvest is not allowed on public tidelands at this time. And property owners with private tidelands on Discovery Bay are advised to heed this biotoxin warning. Paralytic shellfish poisoning can be fatal. Illness is caused by eating shellfish contaminated with toxins from naturally occurring marine algae. Symptoms of PSP can appear within minutes or hours and usually begin with tingling lips and tongue, moving to the hands and feet, followed by difficulty breathing and paralysis. Anyone experiencing any of these symptoms after consuming shellfish should contact a health care provider immediately. For extreme reactions, call 911. For more information, visit the State Department of Health and Fish and Wildlife websites. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman with some of today's news. Thank you for listening.